I'm going to, we'll just start when the time is there because we're not listening to the feed. I would imagine that he'll get off right on time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How are you going to know when, how are you going to know when to go on right at the time?
He said that he was going to end right on time, and he's, all of his segments have been right on the 20-minute mark, so. So wait, what are we doing? What are we talking about?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because we're not listening.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1503 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 30th of October, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. We're gonna finish up the 1500th episode calls, and I got a gift at. Hello, CP Seeps. Big Fatty, are you CP Seep? No, but Poodle, you saw some pictures today that Ramble Reety sent you. Oh, Big Fatty, it was just lovely. It was a little kitty, and it was all CP Seep. And it got licked. Anyways, y'all, I hope your hump day is going well. Big Fatty, it's the horror hump, yes. So, y'all, it's a good day in the coal mine. I got lots done. Larry Klein and I went out for a little lunch. We went to the barbecue joint. Lori Warbucks knows all about that. Yes, Big Fatty. anyway, on the way back from the barbecue joint, y'all, we went to the P.O. Box. Make a wish, wish a dream, wish a wish your heart, and your wish will come true. Yeah, I guess y'all went to the P.O. Box and the TV guide was there. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about the TV guide, but y'all went, oh dear Gussie. Y'all, when we got back, Big Fatty, what are you doing? Y'all, when I got back to the coal mine, there was a box there, and y'all, I had been given a heads up. I had someone requested the super secret address. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, so I'm gonna open it right now, and we're gonna see what we have in here. Big Fatty, you were told to share this with me. It's true, I have been told to share this with Poodle. Yes, Big Fatty. So here we go. Oh dear Gussie. Y'all, let's just see what we got here. Y'all, it says cheers, Big Fatty. Go where everybody knows your name. And y'all, let's just see what we got here. It says thanks for your order. From wine.com. Big Fatty, why are you whining? Not whine, wine. We hope it's just what you wanted. All right. And it says here, have you tried our daily deal site? You'll get free shipping on every order over $99. Speaking of free shipping, if you haven't joined the stewardship yet, there's no better time than now. And, y'all, there's some little tags on here. And I guess you write the name on here. Let's just see if there's a note on here. It says, yes, it says, hey, Big Fatty, on the occasion of your 1500th birthday, Big Fatty, say hi to Poodle. Big Fatty, oh, lovely. And y'all, it is from that Peter G. You know, he's out there in the Bay Area like the Big Liar who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, yo, that Mike Lawson. You know, he's on the Joe Batan show, and they're both out there in the Bay Area. So nice you named it twice. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm guessing it's going to be oh, Big Fatty, look. Y'all, it's not one, but two, I say chew. Bottles. Oh, Big Fatty, look at the name of it. Oh, dear, Gussie, I've knocked the nylon onto the ground. And Y'all, it is two bottles. Big Penny, let me tell what it is. Y'all, yes, it is. It is Australian wine. It's a Shiraz 2010 by the name of the company is Layer Cake. Oh, Peter G, thank you so much. That's just Big Fatty, why don't you let me go pour us a glass while you do this? I got to see y'all today the 30th. Y'all, it's Gay Crema Eve. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, the 30th of October today, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only, y'all, you know him from that former little show, The Spankin' Biafra. And y'all, now he's doing the Chubbs Gone Wild. Y'all, it is that Matthew Bartles and James. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Matthew, if I'd known you were coming, I'd have poured you some of this cake wine.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, it's George in Atlanta.
Oh, dear Gussie. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Dear Gussie, y'all. Dear Gussie McMussie, y'all. George in Atlanta is our 1900th caller to the BFO. Big Fatty, that's just lovely.
I'm so sorry to hear that you are under the weather. I think you should stay home before you make everyone at the coal mine sick. Just calling to wish you a happy 1500th episode, 1,500 times to Natter. That is just ridiculous. That's just crazy. Congratulations, and here's to 1500 more. Have a good one. Take care.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, of course, that is George in Atlanta. And, George, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely to hear your voice, and congratulations on being the 1900th caller. Big Fatty, does that mean that Miss Bacon only called 1,899 times? Something like that. But anyway, George, congratulations. Big Fatty, I'll have to look and see if he's got something in the treasure chest. Big Fatty, have a sip of that wine. I poured it for you. I'm going to taste it right now, Poodle. First of all, Peter G., it smells... In fact, as I sit here and I take in the aromatics of it, I just want to say, dear Gussie Big Fatty, y'all, I think that card came from Georgia and Atlanta, but here we go. Y'all, Big Fatty, it's got legs. Look at them. I see that. All right, we're going to have a little taste here. Oh, that is soothing my throat very much. Big Fatty, let me taste it. I can't wait to see what flavor cake it is. Let me taste. Big Fatty, it doesn't taste like cake. It tastes like wine. Well, I think it's a, maybe it's a dessert wine. You can have it with cake. Big Fatty, that's a lovely idea. Now, if we only had some cake.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is David, that blue jeans guy. And hello, Poodle.
Hi.
Please poke Big Fatty that he can hear the rest of this message.
He's okay. Had some wine.
All right, good.
Okay.
Did you wake him back up?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good. Very good.
Yeah. Okay.
I just wanted to say congratulations for passing the 1500th episode milestone for your show, and your show is one of the highlights of my day. It's 20 minutes of just pure joy and pure love, and you're, for such a little guy, you are a big presence on the internet, and you're a very big part of my life, more than you will ever know. And Poodle, wake him back up again, please.
Okay. Big Fanny, wake up. Big Fanny.
Yeah, I really look forward to your show each and every day, and I'll be with you for the next 1,500 episodes. So, oh, God, wake him up again,
Big
please.
Big Fanny, please. Thanks, he's Poodle. Trying to talk to you.
Yeah. Okay, I see you're kind of falling asleep,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
so,
I've had some wine, too.
Take a no-dose or something.
No, I'm some more wine.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I love listening to you. So I will talk with you very soon. Bye. Wake him up again, please.
Oh, Big Fanny, wake up. And David's done
Bye.
Now. You can wake up.
First of all, David, thank you so much for that call. That's just awfully sweet of you. And I was just pretending. I was just resting my eyes and cooling the brain. I was yawning to cool the brain, and I was resting my eyes, and I was enjoying a glass of the Shiraz. Big Fanny, I thought it was cake. But anyway, David, thank you for calling. That's awfully sweet of you to do that. And that's just sweet. The message was just well received. And just as sweet as it can be. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's that Peter G from Lotzel. And 1,500. What a millstone. Oh, I mean milestone. 1,500, wow. That's amazing that you've reached that age, Big Fatty. I mean, you don't look a day over 1,450, 1,460. Maybe on a bad day, 1,498. Anyway, what's your secret to success, Big Fatty? How have you lived for 1,500 years? Amazing the stories that you can tell. Anyway, congratulations on this fantastic milestone. You are in our hearts, and you're in our little dirty ear holes every day for 20 minutes, and we love you. Bye.
Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Well, y'all, that is that Peter G from out there in the Bay Area. So nice to meet you. And he is over there on the shit list. Big Fatty, is he ever Big Fatty? Just out of curiosity, why didn't you make him the 1,900th caller since he sent you two bottles of wine? No, we do everything on the up and up here because, you know, that's the way, that's the order they came in. But Peter G, we are both, yes, Big Fatty, we are both enjoying this birthday cake. No, not birthday cake, layer cake, Shiraz wine. I'm going to have another sip. Big Fatty, I may have to go take a little kitty nap. Okay. But Peter G, thank you so much for the call. That's just lovely of you to take the time out of your busy day. And y'all, believe it or not, we have reached the final 1,500th call. That's not the last call I have. We've got 1,500 more from Miss Bacon, but this is the last congratulatory call for show number 1,500. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
Just a quick call. It's Jimmy Bear. Just a quick call. Congratulations on 1,500 episodes, and thank you so much for making me laugh every day. And keep up the great work. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jimmy Bear. Y'all, that's Jimmy Bear. Big Fatty, take another sip of wine. You'll feel better. Okay, one more little sip here. Big Fatty. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I don't know the difference between a fucking Shiraz and a Merlot and a Lamborghini or whatever. But y'all, you know, Big Fatty. But anyway, Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely to hear your voice. You didn't give us a joke, though. I thought maybe you'd have a 1,500th joke. Y'all, I'm looking at the auxiliary rat. And y'all, we're going to be 80 degrees on Gay Crema, and the low's going to be 65 that evening. Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. So, anyway, y'all, before the time gets away from us, I want to do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, right before I started recording the little show, I got a message from that Kim. Beva, and y'all, you know, the lodge has been, you know, it's kind of been in the background, and y'all, so I'm delighted that there's been something posted over there at the lodge, because y'all, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but Big Fatty loves Kim Beva's lodge. So y'all, we're going to go over there, and it says, Poor Walnut Hillian, gentlemen callers. And it says, what does that say? My Shreddies. What is that? That is, oh, vulgar. Y'all, it is My Shreddies, the flatulence filtering underpants. Enter the code STUFF3 at checkout and get 20% off. Big Fatty, I'm surprised it's not DI Plus at checkout and get 20% off. And y'all, I believe that might be the Vons. Yo, yo, yo. Although that must be a very old picture, because that's a skinny boy sticking his nose up to Big Fatty's. But Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And y'all, oh, what did I do? Big Fatty, hell if we know, going back over there. You've had wine. No wonder you're fucking it up. But y'all, it says, let's hope that this works. And y'all, I think that is a picture of the Vons, yo, 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 in his earlier days. And clearly, Big Fatty in his earlier days, because y'all, he's fat as a pig. Big Fatty. So, Miss Beaver, thank you so much. That's just vulgar. Y'all, got a couple of e-letters I want to share with you. Y'all remember Nancy in Japan? Yes, Big Fatty, Japan, Mexico. Y'all, she sent me a picture. She sent me a picture, and first of all, Nancy, it's lovely to know you're still out there and thinking of Big Fatty. And it says, I stumbled on this. Peanuts, wasabi, and sake are all good. It's the Rumsfeld that annoys me. I remember well the photo and his visit here with Ford and Kissinger. 99% Republicans in my office at Amoco. Oh, no, I won't say where that is. Big Fatty, you've already said it. So anyway, y'all, it's a picture. And Nancy, is that you on the cover? I mean, it's a geisha, Big Fatty. But y'all, it is alternatives, spicy coated peanuts. And they're super wasaki, but y'all, there's a picture of Donald Rumsfeld on there, and y'all, he's got a pencil on under his nose and on top of his lip. Big Fatty, that's just silly. Y'all, I got another e-letter from a listener, Jason, up there in the northern Mexico. He says, Big Fatty, sorry this is late, but congratulations on 1,500 episodes, brother. Keep them coming, Big Fatty. He doesn't know what he's in for. It's true. He really doesn't. Y'all, and I'm not going to go down in the fat cave to talk about this, but y'all, on Monday night, I was watching the dancing, and y'all, you know, that Len Goodman, yeah, I didn't like it. Y'all, he's going to be off next week, and y'all, believe it or not, the celebrity judge they're going to have sitting there next week on the Dancing with the Stars, y'all, it is none other than Shea Big Fatty. Oh, dear gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day, y'all. If you're, oh, Big Fatty, it's that wine. Y'all, if you're still trying to put together your gay crema outfit, you know, I'm sure Miss Beaver, now that the lodge is reopened, I'm sure she's going to have some suggestions, or maybe she'll find that picture, the picture of what Big Fatty is going to be wearing. Oh, y'all, if you spot Big Fatty out and around town in his gay crema outfit, y'all send it over there to Spot and Crazy. Y'all, it just makes Greg Hardy very happy. Now, Mike, Big Liar, what did you think of today's little show?
We're not listening.
Well, all you really need to know is that we were drinking wine.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Meow.
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.